Blog Talk Radio.
This is the UR Tennis Network. We are the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate tennis enthusiasts who promote our sport relentlessly. We strive continuously to bring news and information for players, parents, coaches, officials, businesses, and anyone else who loves tennis. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis may not be interested in them.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Shalene Fox, your host, airing live from Dallas, Texas today. It's a beautiful day out there. A little chillier for my style, but sun is out and it's pretty. And I will be heading down to Houston a little bit later to spend Christmas with my family. But it's a great day, great time of year, very busy. I know you guys are all busy, and I thank you for taking time out to listen to the show today because I know it's tough to do. We had a great guest scheduled today, and unfortunately, I heard from him this morning, and he is ill, so I hope he feels better. It was Mike Weinstein of UltimateTennisArt.com. I do encourage you to go check out his site because we will be visiting with him on January 4th. So he's got some incredible pieces of art. I've never seen this kind of things before, and I'm always in search of unique things, tennis-related, always have been, and he's got a lot of different great things on his site. So a little different show today. It's going to be myself and you listeners. So this show is for you guys today. I want you to call in. I want to hear from you, hear who you are, what you like about the show, don't like about the show. I always encourage you guys to email me that information, but I want to hear from you live today. So our number is 714-583-6853. Again, 714-583-6853. I would love to hear from you, again, who you are, and visit with you a little bit. I've got to say thank you to our producer, Jason Haynes, because I sent him a text this morning. I was running into meetings, and I had like 3 hours of meetings back-to-back, and I said, what am I going to do? My guest is canceled. And so thank you, Jason, for helping me prepare today, because I was frantic. Jason is always so laid-back and easygoing, and I'm kind of like total opposite, frantic and panic, and I take tons of time to prepare, and so when something comes up that I haven't prepared for, I panic a little. But Jason, thanks again for calming me down, as you always do. So we have here at the UR Tennis Network, we have a different show every single day of the week. In fact, on Saturdays, I believe now we have two. They were alternating, but it looks like from the board that we're having them every week now, I need to double check that. I should have done that before the show. So I'm going to go through and discuss those with you. You'll have to bear with me. I'm actually getting over a cold myself. I thought at the beginning of the week that I didn't even know if I was going to make the show, but here I am. So glad to be here. If I mute the phone for a second, I haven't gone anywhere. I just have to clear my throat. So our shows on Sundays, you can start the week out listening to We Coach Tennis with J.P. Weber. His show comes on at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. All the times I list will be Central Standard Time. And that's something I've got to remember as I talk to people all over the world in regards to the show and tell them the times, and I get tunnel vision and think, oh, my gosh, everyone's in Central Standard Time, and they're not. So Central Standard Times are the times that I will be announcing the shows. J.P. Weber, again, his show on Sundays, We Coach Tennis. Great dynamic speaker. Love listening to his show. Very, very entertaining. He's not probably our most exciting, one of our most exciting hosts that we have here. So love this show. Monday, we have Parenting Aces with Lisa Stone. She also has a blog, Parenting Aces, and it's a fantastic show. It comes on 11 a.m. Here on the UR Tennis Network. And this week, she had Steve Johnson Sr., who's the father of Steve Johnson Jr., and what a fantastic story he had. It was fascinating to listen to Steve Jr. as he was coming up through the ranks and in his professional career, his start to his professional career. I love Lisa's show. I say this often. I don't have kids, but I enjoy her show so much. Eventually, you know, I hope to have a family and or children, I should say. I've got a husband, and but of course, I want children, and I want them to love tennis, and they may or may not. And I've learned from Lisa's show that if they don't, then you know, you have to accept that, and not, you know, inside you might be a little upset, but you know, it's their choice, and you want your children to be happy. So, I, again, not being a parent, I've still learned so much from her show. On Tuesdays, we have Diversity in College Tennis, and that is with Jason Haynes, who happens to be our producer and founder of the UR Tennis Network. His show this week was also fabulous. He had Mike DePalmer, former collegiate coach at the University of Tennessee, and this guy is 79 years old, and you would not think by hearing him speak that he was a day over, I'd say 50. So dynamic, so energetic, so much love for the game. Started out, he picked up tennis because his children picked up tennis and ended up being a fantastically successful coach. I can't even tell you his success. In fact, Jason, let him introduce himself. He has so many accomplishments and successes, and very humble, God-fearing man, and great show. So you definitely want to, I suggest going back and hearing that podcast. American Tennis on Wednesdays with Chuck Creasy at 11 Central Standard Time. I've never told this story about Chuck before, but I used to be so intimidated, scared. I'm not sure of the word. Chuck Creasy, don't be scared of him. He's a fantastic person, loves the sport, does so much to try to grow the game. And he has, his name is well known. He was the Clemson tennis coach for many, many years. And when I was in Tyler Junior College studying in the tennis technology program, we used one of his books. We studied his books in one of my classes. And I read the introduction for some reason, and I don't know what possessed me to read something out of the ordinary that I wasn't required to read, because I barely read what I was required to read. But there was a story he told about one of his players, and he made them earn their uniforms. And the way he did that in this, I don't know, one particular year was you had to run a certain distance under a certain amount of time. And I should really go back and read that story because I don't remember all the details, but this one poor girl, I can't tell you how long it took her to earn her uniform. And I was reading the story, and I was like, my gosh, you know, she's given 100%. She's doing all she can do. Give her the uniform. And but he never did, but she did eventually earn it. So, but that story, I will go back and find that story and share with you the actual details of it. But that story intimidated me so bad. Of him, and he came and spoke to our class, and I was too afraid to even say anything, and should not have been. I don't say that to scare anyone. I just say that because he does have a fantastic show, and I love listening to it. He's also very energetic and exciting, and I suggest his show. His show is American Tennis, and he does speak on issues going on in American tennis. But it's just kind of a funny story because I used to be so scared, and now I work with him in other ways. And I admire and respect him so much. On to our next show, we have Thursdays, we have the Bruce Litka Show. The show airs at 11:30 a.m. Also very, very good show host. He is one of our newer ones, and he has a very successful show, and it's always exciting to listen to. And you found us on Friday, the Tennis Authority, here with me. Thank you for listening. And on Saturdays, we have two great shows. We have Minorities and Tennis with Alex Chan, and Women Ruling the Court with Alyssa Cohen. Those are two great shows. Alyssa is an amazing person who's doing amazing things here at the UR Tennis Network, and we're so excited to have her. She's really rolled up her sleeves and digging in her heels and putting in some work. So those are our shows that are all part of the UR Tennis Network. Excuse me. And if you miss those shows when they air live, no problem. You can hear them. They're always podcasted on iTunes, which you can download the podcast app, which I have on my phone and my iPad. And that is a way I listen to them if I miss them live, which I often do because I do work a job that requires me to be in meetings and stuff. So it's so easy. You can listen anytime online by going to blogtalkradio.com. Search for the UR Tennis Network, and there we are. All of our shows listed We've started organizing it a little different so you can tell who's on the show and you'll know what you'll be listening to. So again, blogtalkradio.com/URTennisNetwork. Don't forget the network. And that'll take you to all of our shows. And then from there you can find endless hours of tennis shows to listen to. The UR Tennis Network, we are here to represent those that feel underrepresented in this great sport. And there are many of them. There are probably more underrepresented players than represented players. And that's just the way the cookie crumbled in our sport for some reason. It's looked at as a privileged sport in our country. And so we're trying to bring notoriety and attention to maybe the not-so-traditional ways of the sport. And here at the Tennis Authority, we do that by typically spotlighting a product or service. We do focus on industry here on our show. And so each week, I typically bring you a guest to talk about a product or service related to the sport. And I've enjoyed that very much. I've told my story on here a lot, and I thought I was going to stop because I thought people were probably tired of hearing it. But every week I get a piece of fan mail and thanks me for some reason or another. But mostly it's because I'm just, an average Joe. There's nothing special about me. I was not a professionally ranked player. I'm just a person who loved the sport. I started playing in junior high and from there went on to play high school. I started so late because I was in a rural area and there wasn't a lot of access to courts. Or even an instructor for that matter, but my eighth grade PE coach, Coach Sherry Younger, she happened to have played in college, and I don't even know what she was doing at the school I was at, but she was there, and she had played tennis, and I knew that from her college ring. I saw the little rackets, and I was like, oh, I just dreamed of being able to play this sport, and so I was finally able to connect with her and took off from there. And had, okay success. I mean, I don't even know if you'd call it success, just normal playing experiences, played some junior tournaments, played at the high school level. And I graduated from high school a year early. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I truthfully thought I was, grown up and ready to go off to college, but I probably wasn't. So my parents thought it was great for me to stay home and go to the community college. So I did that for a year, and that's where I found out about the Tennis Tech program in Tyler. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I can do something in tennis. And so I pursued that and went off to there for a couple of years and got my associates in tennis technology. And I love telling people that because they're like, what? You studied what? But, yes, you can actually get a degree in teaching tennis. And I learned so much, and even more was put in connection with so many great people who love the sport. They're not there for the money, but they truly love the sport. And they were able to guide me and get my feet grounded in the business. And so that's where I met our producer, Jason Haynes. And I love hearing his story. I love to hear him tell his story. He is one that he's always looking for the underdog. And he can find that person, and he knows how to find the right person and mold them and develop them into something really special. So I'm, again, very honored to be here to take part of this show and to be part of the UR Tennis Network. And I always say thank you to Jason each week for that, for giving me that opportunity, because without him, I would not be here. And when he first called me up and asked me, I kind of laughed to myself and thought, you don't mean to be on a radio show. Do you know who you're talking about? I was your student for 2 years. I probably didn't say two words to you. And that's a little exaggeration. I mean, I have a pretty good student teacher relationship with Jason, but I was kind of shy, a little drawn, and I thought, what is he asking me to do? But at the same time, I love industry, and I love business, and I love tennis. So I thought, well, how exciting. I spent some time as a buyer at a store, and I thought, I absolutely loved it, and I thought, well, this can put me back in doing, talking with people and kind of doing similar things to what I was doing as a buyer, and I knew it was asking me to do something out of my comfort zone, and I'm a very big believer in making yourself a better person and doing things to better yourself. The self-help section is my favorite part of the bookstore, and So I thought, well, there's a way for me to practice what I preach and actually get out and do something that I'm not comfortable with that will hopefully help me grow. So here I am a few months later. We started this great show back in July. Your Tennis Network's been around for over a year now. We have had a very successful show thanks to you, the listeners, who I want to hear from today. And you can call in by dialing 714-583-6853. I have lots of various information to discuss, but I want to hear from you guys. So that's our story here. That's my story, a little bit of Jason's story, a little bit of all of our stories. And I'm going to go to a commercial break and give my voice a little rest, and I'll be right back.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions-focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
Oh, that's better. Welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Shalene Fox, your host for today. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. I didn't welcome you guys at the beginning like I normally do, but looks like we have a lot of new listeners today, so welcome to you. You heard my story kind of at the beginning, and those that are repeat listeners, thank you for coming back. The show, if it is your first time, it's going to be a little different. We had a great guest scheduled, and he was ill, and so we had to reschedule him, so it's just me and you guys, but what better could it be? So let's hear from you. Call in by dialing 714-583-6853, again, 714-583-6853. I'd love to hear from you, and so would other fans. I always remind you each week to write me, let me know who you are, but today I really want you to call. But if you're listening to podcasts, to the show on a podcast and not live, do write in, and you can find me at info@thetennisauthority.com. Again, info@thetennisauthority.com. Don't forget the V. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/thetennisauthority. Again, you got to put that V in there. I have a website I'm working on updating. I've got big plans for it coming up in 2013. I'm very excited about that. I think it'll be much improved. I know it'll be much improved from what it is now. It's just a basic schedule of who we have and coming on. And we're going to be adding a blog and linking it to the UR Tennis Network. I also encourage you to find the UR Tennis Network, and you can find them at facebook.com/UR Tennis, and that's the letter U, the letter R, 10S, and the word network. So UR Tennis Network, and you can also find us at blogtalkradio.com/UR Tennis Network. So that's where you can hear all of our past shows. Okay, so moving forward, last week, during our show, all of the stuff in Connecticut was going on or had started, and we didn't really have a lot of details, so definitely want to remember them today. Never a good time of year for an event like that, but this time of year especially, I just can't even imagine the teachers and the parents, and so definitely our thoughts are with them today. But I ran across a story this week that I found interesting on from USA Today. It was published on the 18th, and Annie Murray was actually involved with the school shooting. He was a student. He was 8 years old, 1996. Oh my gosh, I was much older than that, 1996. But apparently a person went into the school he was attending and shot and killed 16 children. And this was in Scotland. Excuse me. So I found that interesting. He sent out a very nice message to the families in Connecticut. On a happier note, I found out from the Hollywood Reporter, the founder, or I'm sorry, creator of The Office, Greg Daniels, he has written a comedy, or sold a comedy, to Fox. And it is, it's centering around a tennis player. And it's described as, it's described as the untitled single-camera comedy revolves around Richie, a mediocre professional tennis player who returns to his college town, the scenes of his greatness, in order to reboot his life. There, he's caught between the lifestyle he never got to live, embodied in his carefree, bar-owning younger brother Tom, and Kristen, the love of his life, whom he'll have to grow up for in order to get. So it sounds cute. I hope it turns out to be a success. You know, things like that help our sport. And back when I was at Tyler Junior College, I was at a town hall meeting with the USTA, and one of our topics was what's on TV about tennis. And then it was like a commercial, or what in advertising. And then it was, there was a commercial, and there was one other thing. I don't even remember what it was. But and since then, there have been a couple of movies. I watched one this weekend titled Wimbledon, you know, and it was okay. It was actually pretty good. It kept my interest. But there have been some others that weren't so good. Probably the funniest movie I've ever seen that involved tennis was Bridesmaid. It had a very funny tennis scene. But anyways, I say that to say that that could be so great for our sport. Hopefully the show can be a success. And since it's created by the same creator as The Office, you know, my fingers are crossed, because if people are interested in the show, they'll be interested in our sport, and we want that because that helps our sport grow. And moving on, I thanks to Jason Haynes for this article sending me written saying that the tennis participation has grown in the USA. Now, these statistics, and I believe most of these stats came from the USTA. So maybe some bias there, because it's not measured. I was taught that tennis participation is measured by ball sales, but tennis, USTA has measured it by their membership rate. They're saying that it grew 4%. Tennis participation, I should say, grew 4%, topping 28 million players for the first time since 2009. And that was according to an annual survey that the USTA did. It's the second highest total number of players recorded since the survey began in 1988. So that's a great thing. But to me, that just says, that doesn't tell me that participation is up. That just tells me that more people are members of the USTA. I can tell you, I've been a member of the USTA since I was, 16. And if I had to put the amount of hours I've actually spent on the court or participated, it's as long as I've been a member. I go for years without, competing in a tournament. I might even go 6-8 months and not even step on the court. I'm ashamed to say that, but I've done it. So I don't know that it really tells about participation. I'm glad the USTA has numbers, because it's more people becoming aware of the sport, and they're going to get information on what's going on with the USTA, and it keeps the buzz planted in their mind. But do I agree with that? I don't know. Lots of stuff going on with USTA right now with rule changes with junior players and junior tournaments. And so, anyways, I don't know. Was that just something to make them feel better about themselves, pat themselves on the back? I don't know. It is what it is. Again, I'm glad for our sport. I'm glad we have the USTA. They're our governing body. I respect them for that. But just not sure that that actually is saying what they're saying it's saying. Again, if you want to call in, 714-583-6853. Monday, the Davis Cup Zone Group venues were confirmed and put out there. So I'm going to go through those. There's quite a few of those, but I'm going to go ahead and go through them all, because I know we have international listeners. And I want to be sure that everyone that is local or maybe traveling to these places is aware of it, because sometimes it's too late when you even find out something's going on. So starting out in the Americas, it says Uruguay versus Dominican Republic. That is going to be played in Montevideo, Uruguay. And the surface is going to be clay, and that will be played outdoors. Chinese, and this is over in Asia, Chinese Taipei versus Australia will be in Kaohsiung City, Chinese Taipei. The surface is hard court, and it will also be played outdoors. I'm also going to say there are some places in here with difficult names, so I do apologize if I misspeak, but feel free to call in and correct me. Uzbekistan versus China PR will be played in Namangan, Uzbekistan. This surface is going to be clay and will be played indoors. India versus Korea will be in New Delhi, India. Surface is hard court, will be played outdoors. Japan versus Indonesia will be played in Tokyo, Japan. Surface indoors. I'm sorry, the surface is hard court, and will be played indoors. We have Europe and Africa. Poland versus Slovenia will be in Wrocław, Poland. Hard courts played indoors. Romania versus Denmark will be played in Cluj-Napoca, Romania. Surface hard courts will be played indoors. Caller, I see you. We will be getting to you shortly. Stick with me. Ukraine versus Slovak Republic will be played in Kremenchug, Ukraine, and will be on hard courts and played indoors. There is a group two. I'm going to take a quick break and go to my caller, and we will come back to those Davis Cup locations. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Natalie. It is Jason 8.
Hi, Jason. We were just talking about you a little earlier. How are you doing?
That must have been why my ears were burning. I'm doing great today.
Fantastic. Getting ready for the Christmas holiday?
Yes, I am. I have purchased one of your products to give as a gift.
Oh, I'm dying to know what it is. Okay, that's awesome.
You know, the person that I'm probably going to give is probably listening. She may be listening live, so give it away.
Okay. Well, so
I'll tell you after Christmas.
Go ahead.
And I understand that I'm getting another product I'm very excited about.
You are? For me, you mean?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, you are going to be getting the Total Serve.
Yeah, I've given the idea to the gentleman that he comes down and he works out our kids down at camp. He's a professional trainer. His name is Jake Duhon, and Jake has a program he started called Move Free. It's very similar to CrossFit, only I think it's a lot better, and 80 pounds is better.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, Jason. What's 80 pounds?
I said Jake's Move Free program says that 80 pounds off of me is better than CrossFit.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's amazing. And that's what you got from his...
Jake actually works our kids out. Jake is very highly connected to the fitness industry, and he's actually a writer for a lot of new products that come on the market. And my idea is to give him the Total Tennis Trainer and just let him have at it and see what he can come up with for tennis individuals.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
Yeah, I expect to get a lot more things we can do with this thing than swing a racket.
That's good. We talked about that actually with Lisa when she called in a few weeks ago, that it's been used for the throwing motion as well as stretching. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been fortunate behind the scenes here to work and talk to a lot of people, and her product is very popular.
Good. Very good.
So excited she came on your show. You know, people need to understand. People just don't get this idea, this tennis authority, Natalie. They do, but, you know, I mean, your show is the most popular show we got, which is outstanding.
I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. So I listened to you earlier, and you had mentioned earlier in the day that your guest came down with laryngitis.
Yes.
So I'm here as a sub guest, so I'm willing to answer any questions you have.
Okay,
I'll answer honestly as I can.
Okay. Well, Jason, you know, I shared a little about you earlier. So tell me, what, how did you, who introduced you to tennis? When did you get your start?
I actually got started when I was about 6 years old. My mom was an avid tennis player. She's a high school basketball player, and she would drag my brother and I up to the courts, and that was our babysitter's cage. And we were free to do whatever we wanted to do inside the cage. And after about two or three visits, my brother and I decided that tennis looked pretty easy. Let's try it. And I quickly learned it was not so easy. My first racket, I can't remember the name of it. It was we got a Billie Jean King. It was a green one, and my brother got a red one, and that's why we got them, because they were green and red. They were wood rackets, and we played with those for a while. And nobody ever thought of telling us to hit the ball to each other. We just hit it away from each other and thought that was fun.
And were you able to learn from that experience?
It wasn't until I was about 30 years old that I learned if you hit it at somebody, it's a lot more fun.
Wow, but it took you till you were 30 to learn that?
Well, I say that facetiously. I knew that early on, but I really learned the advantages of doing that when I got into college coaching.
Got it. Okay. So you went on, and you were actually in the tennis. You're a product of the Tennis Tech program as well. So, and you have a fascinating story. Tennis has really been good to you, and has taken you along some great paths after you completed it. So, to take us along that path.
Well, Natalie, I don't know if it's fascinating. I mean, I don't know if I would take my path into the tennis world nowadays. I mean, I mean, to be real honest here, my story's a really weird one. I mean, I got into tennis in high school late. I was a sophomore, and I thoroughly loved it. And my mom and dad at 17, they set me down on a chair one day. I'll never forget this, and asked me what I wanted to be. And I said, well, I want to be a professional tennis player. And they both laughed at me and said, there's just no way that's going to happen. So let's get a little more serious about this. Let's talk about what you want to do. And said, Dad said, well, I'll give you two options, son. He said, I'll let you go in the military, or you can go to Stephen F. Austin State University. And I said, well, Dad, I'm going to Stephen F. Austin. I'm not going in the military, that's for sure. And so I went to Stephen F., and, man, I found out real quick that there's a world out there that doesn't involve academics and doesn't involve athletics, and it involves a lot of social stuff. And, man, I just really went down the tube real fast, and actually I flunked out of Stephen F. Austin. My GPA when I left was about a 1.6. And my family moved up to Tyler, and I found tennis technology. Actually, my last semester at Stephen F., I had determined that I wanted to be a coach. I actually thought a basketball coach and a tennis coach. And when I found tennis technology, I jumped on board and jumped in with both feet. And they actually called me the curve buster for Tennis Tech. And we had about 30, 35 kids in the program at the time, and I was just a little nerd that sat up front all the time and made hundreds on the test. And everybody got mad at me because I was making hundreds, and they were making C's and D's. And I just couldn't imagine that because, I mean, here you were getting an education in tennis. How could you not love this? And so I started to volunteer. I mean, nobody knew who I was and everything. So I volunteered at the local high school there. The first two kids I taught went to the state championships, and I thought, well, that was fun. And so I went to John Peterson, who was the coach, and asked him if I could help out there. And he said, well, I've already got a student assistant. And I said, well, I'm carrying water. I'll do whatever I want to or whatever you want me to, and just let me hang around the kids. And he said, well, don't talk to my kids. He said, I want you to write everything you're going to say to my kids in a journal and give it to me at the end of the week. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. But I did it. You know, I did it. And after 2 weeks, he took the journal and threw it in the trash and said, this is ridiculous. You need to be talking to my kids. And so I got into college coaching and thought that's it. That's what I want to do. And I was in college coaching for about 20 years. I graduated, you know, from TJC, moved on to Texas State, and got down there coaching Division I men's tennis. That wasn't too exciting because, and it felt, the school I was at, they won some, but they didn't have anything they were playing for, and that just really soured me quite a bit. I'm not a big fan of going to a collegiate situation that you're not playing for something, and so when I got done at Texas State, what's odd about Texas State is, forgive me here, I mean, in Playboy at one time, it was listed as one of the top 10 party schools in the nation. And somehow or the other, I graduated there with a 3-3. So you take that 1-6 and you put a 3-3 on top of it. I got a little more serious about school as I went along. So, and through that, I was fortunate to meet Coach Dick Gould and started working with the Nike tennis camps out there at Stanford. And graduated, went back to TJC as a graduate assistant, won national titles, worked with pro players, all kinds of stuff. And then got a call from Lee, the athletic director. I was a tennis coach there. Lee called me and said he was going to leave after a year. And I walked into Coach Peterson's office and told him what I'd be making there at Lee College. And he said, you're a fool if you don't go. And so I went, and he was right. I would have been a fool if I hadn't have gone. And stayed there for 12 years and got out of that in the private side now, and it's the same thing, Natalie. I mean, nobody really knows who you are, and so my dream at Lee was to always build something really special that people wanted to be a part of, and I carried that dream into this profession as too. I mean, if you can do it at one level, you can recreate it on another level. There's no doubt about it. It will take longer, but perseverance is one of my strong attributes.
So what do you think was the most, I'm searching for the word, what did you learn the most from your coaching experience? What do you think is the most valuable piece of, what was your most valuable learning experience? Sorry, that's what I was looking for.
Most valuable. Well, for me, it's about the team. There's nothing like getting a group of people together and motivating them towards a bigger goal than they ever thought was possible. And for me, it was always about the underdog. It was always about the person that no one gave a chance to, the person that said, oh, they can't do it, or there's just no way that they'll be able to contribute, and that was our deal at Lee. We didn't take, I mean, it wasn't until the end that we started to get players that were actually tennis players for their life. Most of the time we took athletes and made them into tennis players in 2 years and got them transferred. We had a 92% transfer rate to Division I schools for our American players and 100% transfer rate for international players. And that's pretty much unheard of. But there's so much opportunity out there for a young lady that it was just a matter of figuring out how to motivate. And one of my college professors, I can't remember his name, but he was an education professor, and he put a great analogy for it. He said, you know, the idea here is to put a horse in front of a carriage in front of the horse. And he said, sometimes that horse starts to move the other direction, and all you as the educator has to do is put another carrot in front of that horse. So, you know, that's what we're doing here at UR Tennis. I mean, you know, you're behind the scenes here. You know, we got big goals and what we're trying to do here. And you know, I've never been to the Grand Slams. And I've never hung in the background with a lot of pro players. And I've never done the things that people on your show have talked about. And I'm fascinated by that. And yet, how do you get there? Well, we're going to create our own path. You know? And I think the shortest distance between two points, and I learned this in math, is a straight line. So that's where we're going.
Right. And, you know, back to what you were saying a little earlier, I pondered this all the time because it fascinates me, the gift that you have So one, pick out that underdog that can be successful. But two, you just have a gift at dangling the carrot. I mean, you've been doing that to me. And, oh, and the other thing is the gold. Gold, I can't even imagine. I mean, you've been doing that with me, Jason, since, I'm not going to say what year, but a few years ago when we were at Tennis Track. And it's truly a gift you have. I don't know how you developed it. I don't know where you got it. I don't know if it's naturally something that evolved, but you're truly amazing at it, and I appreciate and thank you for that. Because I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be where I am doing something I love so much without that. And I've grown as a person from it. So that truly is a gift you have.
Well, Natalie, you know, I think it's really, for what it's worth, I think it's really a simple idea. And I firmly believe in kissing things, keeping it simple, stupid. I mean, if you have a goal, I mean, it's really a goal. If it's something that's inside of you, a dream, a desire, a goal, then you need to have people that remind you of that goal. You need to have people that are willing to keep that in front of you, and even in down times and hard times, to say, you know what, there's something bigger out here than what you're going through at the moment. But and I'm gonna tell you what it is. You know, in our goal here at the UR Tennis Network is to get to the U.S. Open and broadcast there for 2 weeks. And we're on that path, you know, and that's what we're trying to do here, Natalie. And I know this, and you know this, when we said at Tennis Tech, that was the farthest thing from our our design in this. But no way. You tell me what person in that classroom would have looked at you and I on those days and said, those two right there, they're going to do something someday. Anybody?
No.
You know, and so, you know, in essence, it's like, well, I'll show you. And I love that kind of underdog attitude, just to be completely taken out of something. I mean, you know, we battle it here at the network. Lots of people out there with tennis ideas on how to get things moving, and we want to become the number one source for tennis information. And so we try every day. We utilize technology. We utilize each other. We've got outstanding hosts. This is what I love about what we're doing here is that the people that we put around ourselves are passionate people. Coach Creasy, that guy is passionate about helping American tennis. Bruce, that guy is passionate about getting a person on an interview for an hour that you wouldn't normally get to talk to. And I can't even, I mean, I was talking to Bruce today about some of the people he's talking to, and there isn't anyone out there on the planet that's able to sit down with the people that he gets for an hour, and yet
right.
He does. Martina Navratilova was on our network for an hour. Now, granted, you watch her on the Tennis Channel, and you get to see her for about 3 minutes, and all she does is talk about current players. She doesn't talk about any of her tennis background, and yet we did it.
Yeah.
And we've got your show. You know, there's no one on the networks, TV included in all this, that sits down with the mom and pops, that sits down with the minor tennis league and the industry side of this and says, hey, we care about you enough and what you're doing for tennis to give you time on air. And I could go on and on. That gal, Melissa Cohan, man, you want to talk about I don't want to use firecracker, but the analogy, maybe a piece of dynamite, maybe the atomic bomb of tennis, and we're fortunate to have her. JP, one of the most colorful men in media, no doubt about it. And and Alex, with his intellectual approach to this game, being with the USTA is outstanding. And Lisa, fascinating. I mean, that gal, and I don't know if you know this, but I try to listen to every show, and every day I'm amazed at this. You know, I mean, and I talk to the PTMs about this, the Professional Tennis Management School. You know, from our network perspective, we're creating a library for them of tennis personalities that will live on digitally forever. Long after Natalie's gone, long after Jason's gone, these personalities and their voices and their information will be on air. And I love that idea.
It goes much further than that.
You know, I mean... And I'm a little selfish in this, but, as I pass on, as I leave this earth, my son Seth is going to be able to pick up this podcast or another podcast that I was on and listen to his dad talk. And that's special.
Yes, truly. It is. Jason, where was your inspiration to start the UR Tennis Network? Where did that come from?
UR Tennis started from a good friend of mine, Dave Higaki, and we went back to Alyssa. Alyssa gave me a chance to be on air with HAT, which is Hispanic, African American, Asian Tennis, but we pigeonholed ourselves. We weren't able to talk to everybody in the tennis world, and it's a great idea. Minorities need to have a voice. And so Dave and I, who's the director of EPAT out in California, East Palo Alto Tennis and Tutoring, just an absolutely phenomenal program. Dave and I were talking one day, and he said, Jason, he said, you got to kind of get away from the minority tennis. And I was like, Dave, what are you talking about? And he said, really need to think about the people that are underrepresented. And then I was like, wow, right there it is. You are tennis, underrepresented tennis. So we started that. And it's now a charitable group. It's a 501(c). You are tennis, underrepresented tennis, and the plans for that are amazing. But the You Are Tennis Network grew through conversation, and we couldn't decide, is it you are or is it your? You know, so we kind of let it go along, and what we've learned and discovered through this is that you are tennis. You know, everybody that is a part of it is tennis. You are tennis. And it's great.
It is. It truly is. And what were your ideas when the network started, or when you are kind of started? Was it to do this radio show, these radio shows? Was that your original intent?
My idea, I have probably about 60 different show ideas. And I pitch those show ideas to personalities every chance I get. And what I found is there are lots of people out there that have an opinion about tennis, but lots of people that don't want to air their opinion about tennis. And so I relentlessly pursue more and more individuals. The shows that we're going to add at the start of the new year, the personalities that are going to come out of this will be as passionate as the original ones here. We're up to 8 now. We got a strong team. And this next group is like a new group of recruits, you know. Same idea. The sophomores in this group are going to engage more and more personalities. The freshmen are going to come in and be very excited about what's going on and really kind of light a fire under people. But the sophomores are going to be the leaders, and it's outstanding. I mean, we've got so much room to grow here, and inspiration happens a lot. You just never know where it's going to happen. Or you better have a pad and pencil down. A good friend of mine, Dr. Ray Brown, says, you know, nothing's good unless it's on paper. And he's right. You know, you can get inspiration through today. I mean, when I'm on the show with you, it may come. And if I don't jot something down, then I may lose it. And I gotta remember those things. And, So we're looking at the fitness side of this, the nutrition side of this. We're looking at the science side of this. There's a group of veteran tennis players that need to have their stories told. Even in my show, in the college tennis world, there are huge numbers of personalities that we don't even hear from that are out there. The tennis player side of this, the tennis official side of this, even in your world, the tennis industry side of this, has to have another avenue. I mean, you know, you can only, and I'd love to have you on 7 days a week, but, you know, you can only cover one area a week. Well, I've gotten several concerns about, say, the tennis industry, you know, court products, court resurfacing products, those types of people. Now, truly, these are niche markets, no doubt about it, but there are people out there that want to hear information and love listening to it when they travel or work out or just sitting around the house. And so we're going to utilize it.
Very good. So how many shows are you looking at adding in 2013? Do you have any idea at this point?
Well, the first half of the year, we're going to add 7, no doubt about it. And then we'll look at about May or June and see what's up. And, you know, if our numbers keep growing like they are on this end, I mean, we're at 7, and we're going to hit close to 50,000 listens for the year. And so we double that, and we're up to 100,000, maybe 200,000 by June of next year. We really know that there's a need for this type of information, and we'll look at adding other shows, you know. I'm just like you, you know, in all this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, if John McEnroe wanted to come on and have a show, I bet I could find time for him, no doubt about it. But I'm really interested in the person that is that underdog. You know, that person that is passionate about tennis, is not going to let it die, and still has a hunger to be a student of this game and of the lifestyle we have.
And why is it? What is it about that inspires you? What is it about the underdog that inspires you?
It goes back to my first coaching gig, I think. I'll tell the story. I was a sophomore in high school, and my brother, who was way better than I ever was playing tennis doubles in his eighth grade district championship. And he was playing a young man, and I'll never forget the young man. He had a disability. His hand was deformed, and I took it upon myself that day to actually coach that young man against my brother, and tried to help him win points or win games against that young man. And when he listened to what I had to say, they actually ended up winning more games than they should have. My brother never knew I was doing this. He'd probably shoot me if he did. But when I saw that the underdog, if just given a little bit of help, if just given a little bit of direction, can take off, I just stuck with that. And true to this day, I just admire that part of it.
That's a fantastic story, one I've never heard. That's pretty amazing.
I don't tell a lot of people that, Natalie. I don't, you know. And you know, I'm drawn to that. I was also fortunate to be out at Palo Alto when the USA played Brazil in soccer. Now, funny story here. We were at the dorms there at Stanford. We got 150 kids a week at Stanford camp, and or 120 kids a week, and it's July 4th. And Brazil, the largest soccer nation in the world, is playing the USA. And Adidas, for their advertising campaign, has come up with "Beware the Underdog." And I was like, "You guys don't even know what you got there." I mean, it is true. Beware of the underdog, and it's held to me, and it sticks to me all the time. You know, I love it when people tell us we're not going to make it. You know.
Yeah.
I know the people at the Tennis Channel don't want us to make it. I know there are people within the USGA that don't want us to make it. I know that there are lots of people out there that are eventually going to say, man, these guys are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Jason, is there anything else coming in 2013 besides the new shows that you can share with our guests for the UR Tennis Network?
Well, there are lots of ideas, Natalie. We're going to see what happens to us in this world, this is an untapped market, this podcasting world, and I believe that that's the way that we're drifting. Media is becoming more individualized, no doubt about it. And so with that, we're not afraid to explore all forms of media that are involved in that market. And that, you know, with the internet, with mobile applications, with internet TV, we have a lot in our coffer here that will come about when the time is right. And I plan on utilizing the art of somewhat of secrecy, but honest secrecy. You know, if someone wants to ask me what's going to happen, I mean, for us, we'd love to get into internet TV. Well, how do you do that? I have no idea. I really don't. I mean, I have the idea of internet TV, but I don't know how we're going to get there. I do know that the technology is there and that we have some wonderful ideas. And as we grow and get connected in all of this, it just continues. So, I mean, the UR Tennis world, I mean, once or as it continues to grow, people will realize that they need to be a part of us, you know, because we represent them. UR Tennis, you know.
Right.
And their contributions to what we're doing are greatly appreciated. The guests that we've had on, and when you think about it, 7 shows a week, 52 weeks a year, that's a minimum over 200 personalities in the tennis world that before never got any airtime, and we gave them a chance to tell a story.
Yeah. Very good. Jason, one more thing. Well, do you have anything else? I'm going to ask one more question. Our time's wrapping up here. Is there anything else you want to say about the UR Tennis Network?
Beware the underdog.
But we won't always be.
That's right.
I want you to leave with, excuse me, what is the greatest piece of advice you would give to the underdog? So someone out there that may doubt themselves, what is the best piece of advice you have for them?
Oh, that's a tough one. One piece of advice.
Jason, you're so good at it. It can't be good. I mean, you're just a natural at it. I mean, it can't be hard. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it can't be good.
You know, I think for the underdog or for the person that's down or out or just doesn't quite know which direction to go, I think vision is so important. I think to get caught up in your current set of circumstances shows you how lack of vision can really hurt you. And we all go through things that in life are meant to strike us down or not let us fulfill what we're trying to do. And I'm thankful for those things because it really lets me know that I'm on to something really, really special. And you have to have some aim. You know, that's the critical part in this. What is your aim? And once you have aim, then you can have direction. And with direction comes consistency. And then once consistency comes, then there's control. And then after that, if you're after power, it'll come along after that. But in today's world, there are so many people that are caught up in getting power that they don't even know what their aim is. And for the underdog or the downtrodden, just get an aim, get a vision, and hold on to it tightly.
Very well said, Jason. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing a little bit of your story and telling us more about the UR Tennis Network. I appreciate it so much. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Say hello to Seth and Stella. I'm so excited about your show on Tuesday. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear from them.
Oh, man. Woo! Let me tell you, you will be blown away by personality on that show.
Oh, I can't wait. I hear so much about him and read so much about him on Facebook. I've never met either, but Cannot wait. Cannot wait for Tuesday's show.
Yeah, you bet. Cool. You bet, Natalie. And thank you for all you do. You're outstanding.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Natalie.
Bye-bye. All right. And that was Jason Haynes, our fantastic producer and founder of the UR Tennis Network. So what a great show it was today. We're going to have another great one next week. I look forward to speaking with you guys then. Have a very Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you next week.
Opinions stated by various contributors to UR10s Radio and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR10s Network. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. UR10s Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained within the website. Any services or products provided by UR10s Radio and its hosts or contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual.